Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming on the air. Just for the sake of full disclosure, I want everybody to know that Cheryl is a patient of mine, and Cheryl has been with me for a while. I'm just, you don't mind me introducing you a little bit, do you?
No, that's fine. Yeah, I've been with you about a year.
A year? And how did you hear about me in the first place?
On the radio. I was listening to some other Sunday morning programs on KPAM, and you happened to follow it, and there you were.
And there I was. So what was it about the radio show that got your attention?
Well, I just started listening, and basically most of what you said seemed to make, a lot of sense.
Like what?
Well, and eating, more natural foods and things that, we all kind of know that stuff with sugar isn't good for you, but you may not realize how much that's the case.
Boy, did I learn that one the hard way, personally.
So you were a goodie lover too, huh?
Oh, I'm a chocoholic, Cheryl.
A chocoholic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll stand up in front of the world and, say it. But I haven't had a piece of chocolate in years.
Uh-huh.
And it certainly has made a huge difference in my life.
So is it okay, the chocolate, we all go and grab a candy bar, obviously it has sugar in it, but is the chocolate itself, if you could eat unsweetened chocolate?
Well, for some people, yes, and for some people, no. And we've tested, for example, using the nutrition response testing, we've tested you for a number of different things. And you have, when you haven't tested well for them and gotten into them accidentally, what's been your response?
Well, usually, you don't feel quite as well, maybe just for a period of time.
Right. Right. But if you keep doing that,
back to where you were.
Right. Right. So if cocoa powder happens to be one of those things, and unfortunately for many people whose endocrine systems are already in the toiletto, as the case may be,
mm-hmm.
then, you got to get the heavy traffic off the bridge.
Yeah.
And cocoa powder is one of that. So you heard me on the radio. You heard my message. My message was, the things you're doing to yourself really are not helping. And if you don't want to be medicalized, which is the other part of my message, that is, if you would prefer to avoid medications and utilize the most powerful healing tool on the planet, which is your body, what do you do?
Well, you got to definitely change what you're doing. And of course, I listened to you for, 3 months, give or take, probably before, and then you finally were advertising one of your talks that I went to. But in the process of listening to you, because I have an elderly mother that I'm kind of now responsible for.
Yeah, me too.
And
me too.
She is on enough medications to choke a horse.
Scary, isn't it?
It is. And, because I get the bills every month for this. And
well, besides that, being on all those medications is pretty scary.
Well, it is. She's, by getting the bills, I'm seeing, all these things listed that you can't pronounce them. And, she's on like 20-plus things. And it's like...
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even realize it was that much. It's insane.
Well, it is insane, And so you take this for this and, she's on two or three things for the same symptom, and then and you get side effects, so you take something else,
and her life is,
well, amazingly enough, she's doing reasonably well considering, but she's 88 now, and she is she's been a musician all her life, and so she's in an assisted living, and she does still play the piano. She's kind of their entertainment up there, and that's thing that kind of keeps her going, is
right.
involved in that. But
right.
she's kind of like slowly, going downhill. She can still get up and dress herself, but needs the assistance with a walker.
Of course.
But
20 medications is really scary. Why does that scare you?
Well, it's like when I look at those names that I can't pronounce. It's like,
well,
what is that?
But I mean the quality of life. Tell me that. The honest truth is you've observed it. The quality of your mom's life, absolutely. Not just her age. My mom's 88 too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the quality of life, you know, perhaps isn't what, I mean, I see her dementia getting just a little bit worse, you know, and
right.
And not being able to function as well, you know. And so, yeah, it's a scary thing. And you'd like to try to keep, you know, yourself functioning at all levels.
Well, what were you suffering from that caused you to reach out and get evaluated?
Well, I didn't have a major anything, but just general things that I noticed is like ongoing fatigue and kind of focusing and feeling kind of foggy-headed also. But then there were other things like I would get, and I've had this for years, would be off and on with problems with my feet, would just cramp for really no apparent reason. It was usually a little worse in the wintertime, you know, and it was off and on, some mild acne off and on. And the most recent thing in the last probably couple of years, but I haven't had it since, yeah, I've been doing your program, was I had like two bouts of vertigo, which kind of like popped in out of the blue. And I'll tell you that you don't need to go to Disneyland if you get that stuff, because it's quite a ride.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, but unfortunately, each time it only lasted like 24 hours, but I mean, just really sick with it, you know. I mean,
and you haven't had that since you've started the program. And the symptoms you talk about, I mean, since you started your nutritional healing program, you've seen changes in every one of those categories, haven't you?
Yes.
You've seen what?
What? well, for me, it's been, as we've discussed, it's been kind of a maybe a slower ongoing improvement process.
Right.
Still, it's steady and it's still going, you know.
I want to get to that.
Overall, I'm seeing, yeah, that I feel like when I get up after I first shake off the fogginess of being asleep, you know, then I feel, yeah, like I'm more awake, more alert, can focus better. I still want to improve on that, but can focus better.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't seem to be having the amount of, you know, well, like I say, the cramping in the feet was off and on anyway, but it doesn't seem to have.
It's more off now than it was on before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then you also had some skin issues, and that's cleared up quite a bit?
Yeah, it wasn't horrible, but it kind of just comes and goes, and I'll still have a little issue with it, but it seems to, you know, be improving.
Yeah, well, it wasn't horrible, but it was worth mentioning.
Well, it is, and I mean,
you're the one that put that on your you know, on your intake, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I figure, you know, you think that when you get older that should be long gone because you're not a teenager anymore.
Right.
That's not always the case.
Right.
You know?
Especially when you're not eating foods that you should and eating foods that you shouldn't.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, the skin is looking better. It's just I still get, you know, a little breakout here or there,
mm-hmm.
you know, but yeah, that's improved.
And you also lost a little bit of weight, too.
Well, the weight thing, and I'll admit, I was going to touch on that. It's like, okay, but prior to coming to your program, because over the years, my weight had crept up some. And so I had, before hearing about you, I had joined one of these weight loss programs. It was a nationwide company, and they were located in Portland as well. And I was followed their program, and I dropped about 51 pounds.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And I went through their maintenance, which was after you dropped the weight, you were on maintenance with them for a year, and so I maintained it off, and then the maintenance ended, and I was doing good, and then I crept up just a little bit. I put on about 6 or 7 pounds, but then after starting your program, yeah, the 6 or 7 pounds have come back off.
And the interesting thing, too, is you did that weight loss program. And congratulations, by the way, as I said, because that takes real effort. You still had these other symptoms.
Oh, exactly. Well,
so what the point that I want to make here is that, you know, losing weight is not necessarily going to regain your health.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah. I mean, you have some improvements, you know, and feel some because you're not lugging the weight around as much.
Of course.
But yeah, it's not making you healthy per se. And when I look back now at some of the things that they recommended that I eat, I question, what the heck was that?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. No. So the difference, I mean, the key is if losing weight is what you're looking for. You can lose it, but you won't necessarily regain your health, the quality of your life. And you would agree with that.
Well, yeah, and I went recently down, I was at the Oregon State Fair, and a friend of mine was with me.
You didn't have any deep-fried Snickers bar, did you?
No. Like no. No, 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 no.